On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's live and local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Our studio currently smells just like downtown Sparks all next week.
Well, folks, I am very liberal.
No, you're
with
not.
My sauce and barbecues. Oh.
Wow, man, you scared me there.
It's barbecue. I don't like people say it's barbecue season. It's always barbecue season. I barbecued in the rain many times. Folks, we have Carson City Barbecue in the house. You guys are caterers, right? I mean, you host parties? How does that work?
So what people call us, and we're an all-you-can-eat, cook fresh on-site barbecue catering company. So we show up with a cooker and cook fresh right on site for you. Everything's all you can eat. And when I get done, leftovers are yours. So our catering is very unique, very special, and we've won over 100 awards for our cooking. It's the best stuff out there.
I hear you bring a bartender if needed.
A bartender is needed many times.
And you're going to the rib cook-off. You've been there before.
25 years.
25 years. And how did it begin for you?
We started
How was this your calling?
We started when we were going out to the lake and barbecuing for people. Friends and family would bring all their stuff to us. We called it Phil's Kitchen. And everybody would bring their stuff to us. We would barbecue and cook it. Well, one year the lake dried up and we went to the rib cook-off and we're walking around the rib cook-off and going, say, our stuff is better than this. So we could compete against these guys. So
stuff we started, the sauce?
The sauce was an ongoing thing. We used to get it together every Sunday night and make barbecue sauce.
Okay, you say it's better. What makes it special?
The sauce, we take onions and puree them, and then we caramelize them in butter, and then we use lemon juice. Right before we bottle it, we add lemon juice to the sauce. That gives it that little zip, that little tang, and the sauce is the only three-time winner of Best in West Nugget Rib Cook-Off and over 50 first-place awards just for the sauce.
You don't use liquid smoke, do you?
I don't use liquid smoke, but the sauce does.
I didn't think so. It's, I am told that your ribs are different because you use Texas ribs. Now, this is something I never heard about. Texas-style ribs, not the common beef back ribs. And what are they like? They're bigger, right?
It's a 9-inch short rib, and they actually leave part of the prime rib on the beef bone. So they're like 2 or 3 inches thick. One bone is a meal, and we smoke those.
A lot of meat on it.
There's a lot of meat on it. That's I don't want to go too far with that because we don't want to go there. But the beef ribs are absolutely special. And
I've seen
these
before. If you've
never had them, they're amazing.
Yes, I had them in the 70s. Finally I found them because in the 70s, the Gold Dust downtown had a rib buffet and the ribs, I never seen them since. They were huge. They had a ton of meat on them. Do you actually get them from Texas?
They're an IBP product. And so you can actually buy them raw over at Sam's Club. Sam's Club has them, but you got to go to the butcher and ask them to not cut them. And they'll take them and they slice them off. But you can actually buy those beef ribs. The problem is, you can't cook them unless you know how to cook them to keep them tender and juicy at the same time.
I'm sorry. I was so excited about the meat. I didn't even ask your name. But, the meat comes first. I'm sorry. What's your name is Phil?
Phil with Carson City Barbecue.
Okay, Phil and you brought with you?
Michelle, the lovely Michelle. She's,
that's his better half.
Yeah. Michelle. Much better.
Jay's mouth has been full this whole time.
Well, I just probably put my foot in it too, but that's okay. I've got a personal soft spot on the grill for whatever reason. Those country pork spare ribs, those things can become very juicy.
So there's basically three different cuts of a rib. So there's a baby back, there's a St. Louis style, and then there's a spare rib. So the spare rib still has the belly meat on it.
Right.
So a lot of times you hear about somebody has rib tips. That's that spare rib part that they cut off to make it a St. Louis. So you can tell in 2 seconds what a cut is on a rib. So that what typically they use at the rib cook-off, it's a 2.5 and down. That means 2.5 pounds per rack before cooking. And it's a St. Louis-style pork rib.
And you guys are using all the same exact ribs,
Everybody
right?
only buys from Sierra Meats, and that's done exclusively at the Nugget. So it's a level playing field. Everybody's selling the same ribs. Sometimes you go to one place and you say, hey, the ribs aren't as big as yours. Well, it's the luck of the draw. because there's a big side of a rib, there's a small side of a rib, and we're selling bones. We're not, you know, when you're buying a whole rack, that way you get the full gambit. Sometimes when you get a sampler, if they're a little small, we'll throw in an extra bone.
Is that how, are those the ribs that are like you would say your specialty? Or when you cater, do you do a different kind of rib?
I prefer the St. Louis 2.5 and down spare rib and or pork rib. And that's what we use for our catering. I can make a St. Louis style rib taste just as good, if not better, than a baby back. Baby backs tend to not have as much meat.
Right.
Every time you see a baby back, you know it's a baby back because it's got a curved bone, because it's right next to the spinal column. The further down the rib you get, it gets longer and straighter. That's a St. Louis rib.
Well, let me ask you, what kind of rib did you bring today?
We brought some St. Louis style pork ribs today.
Oh my God!
And these were slow smoked for five and a half hours.
Steal one of those and have a taste.
You absolutely can.
All right.
We can whack one of those off for you.
John, can you talk while I go over here and grab one of these?
Yeah.
For a second?
Well, let me ask
I'm
you this,
shut
Phil.
Up for a minute.
let me ask you this. I bet now, have you thought about opening a restaurant? You would kill it.
We get asked that question on a daily basis, and probably we get calls, 5-6 calls a week. People are on their way to Carson to come to our restaurant. We just haven't had that want. We're doing very well with our catering. Our catering has doubled last year, and it doubled again this year. So our catering is doing so well. To have that restaurant is just something that we want to get in the cards, but it's something that might happen here in the very near future. We're looking at options right now.
You come to houses and everything. You charge based on what? How many people are at this party?
A 40-person minimum on our catering, and so we come in and cook it fresh right on site for you, and it's amazing.
It is fresh. Man, I'm sorry. Just don't mind me. I'm having some of this barbecue sauce here. Yeah, this is delicious.
And the slaw. The slaw is often overlooked. What do you do with the slaw?
We do a pineapple coleslaw. I like a sweet slaw.
A pineapple.
And the pineapple makes it sweet, and it just a tart coleslaw just doesn't work for me. And if you take that coleslaw and actually put it on a pork sandwich, that's the way the people from the South really go. That pork sandwich with that coleslaw on it, amazing.
Oh, yes. Absolutely it is.
And Phil's putting on
fresh.
His gloves. This is getting serious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I'm going to take a picture and post it on the Live and Local with John and Jay Facebook. If you haven't joined us yet, actually, let me just say that. We are on Facebook now. It's called Live and Local with John and Jay, or you can look up at Conversations on Air. I will post a picture there and probably a short video of
there
Phil.
He goes.
Look at this. There is a technique to this.
Wow, Jay can operate the iPhone while he's talking.
No, I cannot operate iPhones. I'm an Android user.
Android, yes, so am I.
I haven't joined the iCult
good
yet.
Good for you. Well,
oh,
there they go.
Gosh.
They're cutting. Isn't it funny how you can't pick up the tongs without clicking them a few times? Everybody does it. Why?
Oh, my
can't
gosh.
Resist.
The bones are popping out of these things, John. No, I'm not even joking. We've even got Blake in here with us right now. If you don't want to just pick that up,
please.
Oh my,
oh my
Lord.
Gosh.
Okay.
I like using the sauce on a side. We don't put sauce on anything. I think somebody who puts sauce on barbecue is hiding something. You know, sauce is a great thing. If you love sauce, put it on the side, dip in as much as you want. But great barbecue tastes great with no barbecue sauce.
Where do people find you at the Rib Cook-Off?
We are right in front of Dottie's, which is right across
right
the main entrance to the Nugget. So there's three entrances to the Nugget. We're in the middle one. And so right across the street, right in front of Dottie's Casino.
Phil, you don't run a restaurant, so I can ask you this. What's second best to you? What's the best ribs at a restaurant in this area?
If I had to choose a place locally, I would choose Sacramento.
My goodness. Okay, how about the best of Reno Sparks?
Best of Reno Sparks, go over and see Peter over at BJ's.
BJ's.
BJ's Barbecue.
Victorian?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, they've got good
people
stuff over there.
I love the breakfast there. That is so
the breakfast is amazing.
Real deal.
You know, I personally got to give a shout out too. It's really weird, but those Texas Roadhouse ribs are really fall off the bone too, but nothing like this. Nothing like
Texas
this.
Roadhouse off my list because they don't do the peanuts anymore.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about it. But let me talk
Ruby River used to have peanuts and I heard they stopped too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's peanuts. Let's talk about the good stuff, though.
Don't you be dissing my peanuts.
Well, okay, so we're talking barbecue here, though, man. I mean, like, so I everybody knows, I'm from Kansas City, so it's like it's live and die by barbecue. It doesn't matter if it's 2 feet of snow out there, I'm barbecuing. Probably Phil's the same way, right?
Well, ours are all enclosed rotisserie smokers, so it's a convection.
Okay.
So everything's on a rotisserie, and so as it rolls past, it goes through a fan. So everything's enclosed. It doesn't matter if it's raining, snowing, doing whatever.
That's
it's
right.
in there cooking and getting just perfect every
Phil,
time.
Where did you learn? Your parents or what?
Well, we when I was a kid, I come from a family of 10, and you had to learn how to cook, or else a lot of times you didn't get anything. So when I was 5 years old,
what?
I was doing bacon and eggs.
You
and
wouldn't get anything if you
anything.
Didn't learn to cook?
Because if you didn't know how to cook. So by the time I was 10, I already had a full-time job, and I was doing odd jobs around the neighborhood and doing my own cooking. So that was a lead-in to when we go to the lake. I said, how are we going to do this? And I go, I can cook that.
I never heard of that. You don't eat till you learn how to cook.
Hey, that's one of my parental techniques, man, is if you wait long enough for dinner, eventually everybody will eat cereal.
Or you had a bigger brother that would take it away from you.
Now you talk a bit about St. Louis. Have you been there?
I have not been to St. Louis.
Okay. But you call them St. Louis style.
It's a St. Louis style pork rib. That's the cut.
Oh,
that's the name that's given to the rib. So that's just the name.
Okay.
Hey, I'm from Kansas City, so that's pretty close. There
you excited about the rib cook-off?
The rib cook-off is our flagship. It's how we started our business. Everything generates in and around the rib cook-off. The publicity that I get, the people that I meet, we've had 8 awards from the rib cook-off. We're 3-time winner of Best Sauce. We've got People's Choice Awards. We're Best Ribs Awards. So that event, even though we're little Carson City Barbecue, we give those guys a run for their money every time.
And Phil, you did say that the rub is taking off, right? The dry rub?
The dry rub is sold locally. Most Raley's in town sell the rub and the sauce. And that's a Carson
Your
Reno.
Rub and sauce?
Rub and sauce. So we got
so you bottle things.
We have the rub bottled, the barbecue sauce is bottled, and that's done by a bottler, and it's all shipped to us, and then we distribute it through the local
And the label
area.
Just reads Carson City Barbecue.
Award-winning barbecue sauce.
Do you have a name
sauce.
For your sauce?
Gluten-free Carson City Barbecue sauce.
And what stores again?
Raley's, Flag Store, Vino 100, the
that's
down
an
to Carson,
interesting mix
Butler Meats.
Okay.
The Postal Annex, there's just
the Postal Annex.
Postal Annex.
That's awesome.
And so there's Aloha Liquors. We're in Gardnerville in the Raley's. We're up at the Mercantile Shop up in Virginia City. So and he actually stopped by just the other day and picks up barbecue sauce and takes it up to his store up in Virginia City.
You're getting a reputation. I mean, it's not just the rib cook-off you did. You did another one, I guess, in Carson City. We had
a rib cook-off in Carson just recently, but we also did one in San Juan Batista where we won. We swept it. We got best ribs, best sauce, and people's choice. So we call it Grand Champions, and that's really, really difficult, especially with 11 other people cooking at the event, to win all three. We did that back in 2017 and 2022.
And you said the best restaurant ribs in the area, Sacramento. What restaurant in Sacramento?
I don't want to tell you.
Okay.
I don't want you going to betray anybody.
Other people in front of you. Okay.
He's got friends locally. Really, come on, John. Yes. Don't put him on the spot like that. Anyway.
The ribs are really, really, our ribs are just really good.
They are.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you, they fall off the bone. I literally didn't even touch a bone. I grabbed the rib and the bone fell out. So anyways, that's that. Go and check them out at the Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off.
In front of Dottie's.
Yes, in front of Dottie's. It's been Phil with Carson City Barbecue. We're going to be back live here next. We've got some math issues to sort out. Math questions, mathematics, I don't know. We're going to have lots of fun,
There's
though.
A math club in town, yeah.
There is, and Sherry Griffin's going to be in here to talk with us about it. It's next on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now on KKFT.
Massive thanks to Phil, Carson City Barbecue, and he wanted to mention, didn't have time, but I'll do it for him. When you go to the Nugget Rib Cook-Off, they would appreciate a vote for the People's Choice at the, what am I missing there? That's it, right? The best in the West. Oh, Nugget Rib Cook-Off, but he'd appreciate, on the website. Oh, you vote on the website. Okay. Carson City Barbecue, vote every day. Is that what you said? This sounds like our last election. I don't know.
That was the best save ever on that, John. All right. Well, we have got other guests in here, and barbecue is abundant, but also math is something that we need to know about as well, because we've got Sherry Griffin in here with the Northern Nevada Math Club. Thank you so much for coming
in. There is a math club. Hey, Sherry.
Thank you for having us. Getting the word out is one of the difficult parts of what we do.
You know, I once had a quick in mathematics on my resume, and I thought it would help writing quick in mathematics. And in one job interview, the guy goes, it says here you're quick in mathematics. What is 12 times 19? And I just said 200. And he said, that's not even close. And I said, but it was quick. So that's what I know.
All right. So let's talk about this.
Jay's not impressed.
Well, you know, it's math, man. You know,
I'm quick.
Yes. Let's talk about why you're here, because, well, in 2022 and 2023. Yeah, well, she is here for the ribs, too. But we're not going to rib her anymore about that. We're going to talk about math because math rocks.
Yeah.
Yes, and you know, I'm going to actually have you switch over to that microphone. For some reason, that microphone that you're on right now is not plugged in or talking. Why don't you go ahead and talk to us real quick in that so I can make sure that that's on.
Hello.
Okay, all right, so we're there. Okay, so Sherry, let's talk about the registration that's now open for all students, grades 1 through 12. Let's talk about Math Rocks. Tell us all about it, please.
So Math Rocks is a contest series that we started 8 years ago, and it is for grades 1 through 12, and it's a variety of different tests for the day, different types of rounds, including a team round where kids work together. And it goes from mental math to explaining your thinking. So there's a wide range of getting kids to think. We're all about problem solving. We actually define math as the creative application of logic to solve complex problems. So we want kids thinking, being logical. They don't have to think the way we think, but they need to start organizing their thoughts and being able to put a process in explaining that process.
What age group when you say kids?
First grade through 12th grade.
And go ahead, Jay.
No. I was just going to say, I mean, it's all grades because, I mean, you start learning math right from grade, well, even in preschool, right? Don't they teach simple?
And you should be doing math before then. When my niece was born, we were sitting there counting toes. You do it early. One of the things I like to tell parents is count everything with your little ones. Count the steps to the door. Count how many steps it is to get to the car. Then start counting how many steps it is with your right foot, right? And then count by twos. Do things like that so they start getting comfortable with numbers and understanding what numbers are. Have them help cooking. Cooking is huge for younger kiddos. Doubling a recipe, halving a recipe. That comfort level with fractions is just an amazing foundation. And when they get into that area of math in school, they're going to catch on quicker. It's just like kids who play music are doing fractions, right? Because you have your eighth notes and your quarter notes and your half notes. Well, when you're doing that in the kitchen, you're doing the same thing.
Were you are you a teacher?
No. My background is actually in human resources. I got dragged into math by my kids.
Dragged into? It sounds like you love math. What fascinated you? Oh, okay.
We're going through school. I was fine at math. I was good at it. I always had good grades. Decent enough grades. I never did my homework because I knew I could do well enough on the tests. I didn't really have to do the homework.
My math homework, Sherry, I would solve a math problem three times, and each time I got a different answer. I mean, numbers are cruel.
They can be.
All I know is I never did my math homework in pen.
Well, that's good. When I was going through like high school, I'd already been through several teacher strikes had taken place in our school district. And I envisioned the pursuit of math was about wanting to teach math. Like that was the connection that I had, was that it was exclusively about that. And I knew I didn't want to deal with administrators and parents at that point. So there was no way I was going to pursue math. It just was nowhere on my radar. My kiddos were really sharp at math. They really liked it and they pushed. And I always felt like I was being dragged along the pavement trying to kind of keep up with them.
Are they still teaching math the old fashioned way in school, or do they allow smartphones during tests?
Oh, good Lord, I hope they don't allow smartphones during tests.
We don't know, because I think the calculator killed the joy of mathematics. It used to be like a mystery hunt.
The joy.
And yes.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you, Jay, a mystery hunt, because when you got it right, you felt like, wow, I really am something. When I was in class, when I understood something in math class, I thought I was the smartest man alive.
I,
and it was a great feeling.
Well, let's fast forward.
Although if I zoned out for 1 minute in math class and started listening again, it was like, what the heck just happened?
Well, let's fast forward a few decades here, John, because let me tell you this, because I've tried to help my kids as early as like 6th, 7th grade with their math, and I was unable to do it because of this Common Core thing.
Okay, so there's a few things going on. One, I just read a great quote from a professor at Berkeley. I'm not going to be able to remember his name. And essentially the quote is this: you don't teach kids to appreciate art by having them paint a fence, but never showing them great pieces of art, like, you know, Van Gogh or Monet, right, or whatever that may be. In math class, a lot of times we're just teaching them how to paint a fence. We don't get to let them see it. Math, when you think and you're challenged, is joyous. And that's what we do. Like, we do not have calculators within our rounds, but they really challenge you to think and problem solve. I'm here nor there on Common Core. I think the idea of Common Core is a good one. The idea of showing multiple methods, where it becomes a problem is we have a lot of teachers who were thrown into it without the necessary training that they needed, right, to really be able to do it. And at elementary level, we have some great math teachers, but we also have a lot throughout the country who are scared of math. They're not very comfortable with it. They didn't do a lot of math. And if it's not done the way it is in the book, they really aren't, they just can't go there. Mm-hmm. And so you take somebody who's finally figured out how they're comfortable with it, throw them into a new idea, make them go in a different direction, and it causes problems.
Well, math teachers used to tell us, well, remember, you're not always going to be with your calculator at all times. You got to learn this. I'm so sorry to say that belief has not aged well. We are never far away from our soul-sucking smartphone. And thank you for trying to get the love of mathematics back.
Well, if you don't know what you're doing, like, I've seen kids come through various, you know, we're a nonprofit, and we've seen kids come through some of the after school tutoring services. And when we're doing our number sense round, which is a quick mental math, those kids can fly. They've got their math facts and they're awesome. The moment you stick them in front of a problem with words, they're stuck because they don't understand it. We worked with a little girl at math camp this summer who, going into fourth grade, we hit a roadblock. We're like, and I brought her into my office and I said, okay, I hear you're having some issues with the division. And so we're talking about that. And I finally asked her, I said, what is multiplication? And turns out she didn't even know what multiplication was. She had started memorizing her tables because she was supposed to, but didn't understand it. By the end of the day, she and I had worked together, and I had her so she can multiply a six-digit number times a six-digit number and understand what it means. Because if you understand what multiplication is, and you know, once you figure out that carryover, because that carryover is definitely a next kind of step, but once you understand what multiplication is, it doesn't matter if it's a two-digit times two-digit number or if it's a 10-digit times 10-digit number. And kids will memorize their facts if they use them enough, because like adults, they're lazy. Like, we used to memorize phone numbers when I was like, yeah, we knew time and temp. I knew all the radio stations that I would possibly call to win that prize.
Right.
Everybody else. I now know my husband's. I don't even know my own kids' phone numbers.
Right.
So we memorize what matters to us and what will save us time and energy. Kids are the same way. So if they can do that multiplication, start showing them exponents. Let them think of a bigger concept idea.
Well, that's a way to think about it.
And see that those little pieces, those calculations are just calculations. And how do they fit into other areas?
Well, I love that you've got all that down. And I mean, it's like a math science almost.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for being part of us this morning. I want to remind everybody that all students, the registration is now open, grades 1 through 12. $80 for all six contests, plus register before September 1st and get a free 2022-23 Math Rock Series t-shirt as well. Is that the one that you're wearing?
This is actually from last year's.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Or sorry, this was summer camps.
Well, there you go. it doesn't matter as long as the t-shirt fits.
Yeah. And our contests are hosted by the College of Engineering at UNR.
Yes. So there's lots of dates: September 24th, yes, October 22nd, November 19th, February 4th, March 4th, and April 1st. So lots going on the next year as far as Math Rocks 2022 and 23. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us this morning,
Thank
Sherry.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to having a couple of those ribs.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There is no way to escape the rib smell in the studio this morning. John's over there chomping down on them right now. Yes, you are. Don't lie. Anyway, we've got...
I don't get to lie.
All right. We've got Rachel. Is it a boy? How do you say Rachel?
A bear.
A bear. Yeah. Okay, there we go. OMD.
You can't read your own handwriting. It's just...
Well, hold on. That's Blake's. That's Blake's. Oh, I can actually blame something on him. It's okay. No, but we're going to have a great interview. It's going to be next right here on Live and Local.
Enough with math. We got to do handwriting first.
Yep. It's John and Jay here on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. We did have quite a few callers asking what the name of the barbecue company is that was on earlier. That's Carson City Barbecue. So if you want to check them out, go down to the Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off. In studio with us right now, we have Rachel Abair, OMD, with us, and she is live. She's brought some needles and other good stuff to have some fun with us here.
Well,
Rachel?
I don't trust acupuncture people because they're backstabbers.
Wow. Have you heard that one before?
No, that's the first.
Find one if you're getting one. Find one who's good at darts. That's what I say. Anyway, yeah, we were alerted to Rachel Abair, who's creating a lot of talk in Reno doing micro needling. Hi, Rachel.
Hi. So, yes, I'm an acupuncturist.
The difference between acupuncture and microneedling.
I do it all. I do acupuncture. I do full body. I can do ear treatments because there's actually every point in your ear from your head to your toes. So you can just do an ear treatment. I can do some ear seeds that just stick on for like 3 to 5 days.
Right. They're like the little needles with some decorative thing on them.
Yep. And I actually have some in my ear right now.
Yeah. It looks like
those
a nice...
aren't just piercings?
No. Nope.
Looks like a nice earring, but it's actually some sort of treatment that can... What can it do for you?
Oh, it can range anything from stress, anxiety, pain, insomnia, migraines, headaches, you name it. It can have so many different treatment options.
I've heard of people getting it to stop smoking.
Yes.
Okay, that's one thing.
You can definitely do that. There's different points in the body that help treat that.
And reducing fine lines and wrinkles?
That's with the microneedling. Okay. So with the microneedling that I do, I'll use hyaluronic acid, which occurs naturally within the body.
Yeah.
But then I'll mix in some serums with some Chinese herbs that are used for anti-aging and fine lines and wrinkles. So I mix that in so you get the added bonus of some traditional Chinese medicine in there.
Rachel, are you sure you're not a shaman?
Well.
What sold you on Chinese medicine? Did you see the effects it had on somebody else in the beginning and say, hey, I gotta do this myself?
Well, actually, growing up, I'm a classically trained ballet dancer. Growing up, there were injuries that would happen, and my mom brought me to someone for acupuncture to kind of help, you know, speed up that healing process. So I could get back into the studio and dance.
I remember Dr. Oz did an episode, and he was promoting acupuncture on the show. So he was a proponent of it, too. I called an acupuncture self-help line, and it said, please enter your PIN. But anyway,
well,
acupuncture humor. Folks,
you've got lots of it. Apparently you did your research on it. Let's talk about you though, Rachel. Where can folks find you? You have an office in South Reno, right?
Yes, right? Yes. I have a practice in South Reno, 110 Country Estates Circle, Suite 1. Okay. So, you know, that's where my practice is. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, I saw, and you're giving away microneedling, and you're giving away the ear seed treatment.
So right now I'm doing a giveaway. The contest will end on Thursday, September 1st, 5 p.m. So if you log on and like my Facebook page or Instagram page, and then you like and comment and tag other people in the comment section, you're going to be entered to win more of a chance to get that microneedling treatment for free. And then the second place would be ear seeds.
And you brought the acupuncture needles for Jay. Which I think is a wonderful thing. No, she did. Look at that.
I know. I see it there. She's
you
even,
didn't. Oh, you didn't. I forgot to tell you.
She's even got the proper bin to dispose of them. That's how I know she's very professional. That you see a needle bin next to a barbecue sauce bottle, you know things are going to get crazy.
Exactly.
And you do cupping.
Yes.
I've seen it on TV somewhere where the small glass jars on the body.
Yes.
Explain how that works. I know it increases the blood flow and the circulation.
Yes. So it increases that circulation and blood flow to the area. So if you have kind of pain, tightness, we put them on the, you know, wherever that region is. Most commonly, people will do them on the back and up towards the neck region. But you can do them on kind of IT bands, on the arms. You can use them different places. But it is very powerful for increasing that circulation and decreasing some of the discomfort going on.
All your Google reviews are 5 stars.
Oh, they are?
Every single one.
Oh.
One quote.
I love the look on her face when she heard that.
One quote really stood out to me. It's, I can tell she really enjoys helping her patients get better. There
that
you
I
go.
Do. That I do. And, you know, everyone comes in and, you know, we'll talk. We'll figure out a treatment plan that is specific towards you. Just because everyone's bodies require different needs.
Let me hear you say, you may feel a slight pinch.
You may feel a slight pinch.
Well, you love this, and you look so healthy. And do you treat yourself with the needles?
I do sometimes.
Oh my
goodness. So the other thing I also offer is acupuncture point injection therapy. So I do things like B12s. There's one that's used for pain and inflammation. There's one that helps support weight loss with metabolism. And then there's one that's kind of like an antiviral immune support. So I'll do those injections. But the added benefit is that I use them into acupuncture points. Mm-hmm. So you not only do you get the powerful injection, but then you also get the added bonus of going into an acupuncture point, which increases the benefit.
Where's your office in South Reno?
South Virginia and Longley Lane, Huffacre.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of close to the in and out area down there.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go under the freeway, I'm in one of the buildings.
That's how Jay knows where places are. You have to do a fast food restaurant.
Yeah. Well, if you ever heard my traffic reports through the week, you know, that
that's
exit.
Right.
I don't say exit 57B or A. I just
say
the,
Burger King.
It's the in and out exit. Come on now. Come on, Reno. We know. Anyway. Okay. So you said you're on Facebook.
Yes.
You have an Instagram too?
I am. So it's just Rachel Hebert, OMD. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram on either. And log on and check it out if you guys want to get entered in for that microneedling giveaway.
Let me ask you, is there an age requirement or anything to do this kind of stuff? Like, can kids do this too?
Yeah, there's pediatric treatments as well.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I was something I was interested in because I know a lot of like guys that are like bodybuilders that do this kind of stuff, the cupping and whatnot. You know, acupuncture, I think that's all over the board. I don't think, do you have like a typical acupuncture patient?
It varies.
Really?
There is no set age, you know, male, female, like
right,
nothing.
Right.
It's
okay. Well, it's that means it's for everybody. It's
exactly.
A variety. Yeah. So until you actually try it, and I guess you don't know about it. So with that being said, I think after we get off the air, John, I might have to get stuck.
Okay.
Hey, I can hook you up.
Ribs
I got
and needles.
Needles.
That's what we're all about.
Right. I'm good with that, man. Maybe put some barbecue sauce on the needle, too. We'll be good. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back here on Live and Local. Make sure if you want to talk to us, you call in 775-884-9910. It is 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
I had the rudest and slowest cashier yesterday. I guess it was my own fault for using the self-checkout line. Couldn't even get the plastic bags apart.
Oh, man.
So I reported myself to the manager.
You know, it's funny.
This is how I got thrown out of the Walmart break room.
They said, what are you doing? You don't work here.
Yes, I do. I just finished at the self-checkout. We should all be going to the break room.
Should I? Can I check your receipt, sir, as you leave? You know, Walmart probably doesn't want me back anyways, too, because I posted recently on Facebook. I said, Walmart's over here trying to charge me $5 for 100 doggy bags when they let you check out your own groceries for free and get all those free bags.
Which Walmart was this?
Any Walmart. When you go through the self-checkout, you can get as many of those bags as you want, and they want me to pay $5 for 100 of those doggy poop recycling bags.
I tell you, I've been
those
a Walmart.
Free.
I've been the last three times I went to Walmart, they got like the 24 checkout stands. 23 of them are self-checkout. There is only one checkout person.
It's the cigarette
in the
area.
The entire Walmart.
Yeah.
They got us working for them. Anyway, Rachel Hebert missed giving out her phone number if you're interested in her treatments that were very interesting. 775-548-6949.
There you go. Well, we're supposed to have Jimmy Failla on. He should be coming on here shortly with us this morning. And we'll keep you updated as far as when we get him in. But he has been live at the Carson City Nugget last night and tonight. He's got a couple shows as well. There's still 10 tickets, I believe, at the box office that you can get for each show to see Jimmy Failla, who should be with us here momentarily.
Oh, we listen to him by choice, actually. It's always on here.
Well, yeah, but, of course.
But,
absolutely.
Fascinating guy. He started as a New York, well, I don't know if I believe it or not, but he started as a New York City cab driver.
What?
And he would pick the brains of passengers.
Sounds like.
To find out how they made it in their careers.
That is
getting
correct.
Getting the knowledge he'll need.
That sounds like me. That's something I would totally do. That is so cool. I did not know that about Jimmy.
So we'll get to pick his brain. The NFL starts their 2022 season again in less than 2 weeks. You into sports, JB?
Not really.
I was in high school. After winning a game, I threw the ball into the stands like they do on TV. Apparently against the rules in bowling, but still.
Well, John, I just got that as I looked at you.
You and your deadpan face.
Well, I'm sorry.
The joke killer.
Sometimes I know sell things. you know, you asked about sports. A lot of people will see me in my Kansas City Chiefs gear. But the truth of the matter is,
it's
just
about the ribs, right?
No, well, I'm ribbing myself maybe, but I just am a Kansas City boy. I love, but it's odd because now I look back on things and here I've literally spent more time in Reno than I ever did Kansas City. So am I now a Reno guy?
That's interesting you say that.
Stop talking about Kansas City.
You're a St. Louis boy. I'm a Buffalo boy.
It's not St. Louis, Kansas City.
No, it's
John,
funny that we picked
away.
Our cities based on meat. Chicken wings at Buffalo and you with the St. Louis ribs.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm also into cats, in case you didn't know. And
we all know about this, John.
I was sent to South Reno this week to write an article on a cat cafe. You see, I write articles about senior things at healthbenefits.net. It's supposed to be about mainly making Medicare easier, but I get to write about anything I want. And
how cats can prolong a life.
I find a way to fit in the senior angle. So I called I headlined it Senior with Stress, Have Coffee with Cats. And I got to go to this place. It's
pretty
the
clever, man.
Enchanted Cat on Double R Boulevard. And I went into a room where you have coffee with cats. And all the cats did what cats do. They ignored me. They were like, yes, I can hear you calling me. Do you hear me ignoring you? That's cats are. I mean, dogs come when they're called. Cats are like living voicemail machines. Like, leave me a message and I'll get back to you later.
Do you have a certain kind of coffee that you prefer having your cat hear?
Not nice.
I'm sorry.
You know, in ancient times, cats were worshipped as gods, and they haven't forgotten this. I love them. I have three at home. And they all trained me in 2 days. You can train a cat to do anything that it wants to do. At our house, they break things and purr their way out of everything.
Well, maybe so.
But they had me at meow. They leave paw prints on your heart forever and always. Albert Schweitzer once said, there are two means of refuge from the miseries of the world, music and cats. And the best therapist has fur and four legs.
There you
and
go.
People who don't like cats must have been mice in a previous life.
Yeah, it might be.
Where I am right now, where I'm not one of the beautiful people anymore at 68 years old, and you find loneliness can set in without that 8-hour job anymore, I've gradually found that for me right now, home is where the cat is.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all have our things, man.
It's an art killing time, isn't it?
I've got a dog. I love my dog. I don't really know if I spend much time necessarily.
You really should.
I probably should. But he sleeps. It's weird. My dog is an anomaly. He sleeps 23 and a half hours a day, and he has since I got him at 1 year old.
What breed?
He's half Cocker Spaniel and half Lab, so he's Spanador. But I'll tell you right now, if I went home, got off the air, and I wanted to do a 10-mile hike, he's up and ready to go. That's the beauty of that kind of dog.
Cats aren't into that.
Well, yeah, I know. Anyway,
can't interrupt their nap.
Let's talk about some other crazier cats. Like, what else is going on in Reno? Like Burning Man?
Yeah.
Burning Man. Vehicles
the
around
birders,
town?
They're all lined up. They're sitting outside the gate because Burning Man people are saying, "Don't come in now because we have a high wind warning there, and it's going to be white out where they can't see anything." So, another nightmare of trying to get to Burning Man. There's just cars, hundreds of them. RVs, campers lined up outside the gate, not getting in. There are some people in there right now setting things up and everything. The official start is Sunday for the festival.
I mean, you know what people apparently go out to Burning Man to do. I don't know if I'd want to be just sitting on the side of the road waiting for the sheriff's department to come by.
They have an orgy tent there. I didn't know about this.
Well,
there's
all sorts of weird stuff going on.
As a matter of fact,
Man.
I'll be out of town Sunday.
Yeah, you should. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back here. Maybe Jimmy Fallon, maybe not. We'll see. It's coming up next on Live and Local.
You don't want to hear about the orgy tent?
I do. I don't care what color that tent is.
What are you rapping me for?